Hodie feria tertia est, Pentecostes. Today is the third day of Pentecost, of the octave of Pentecost, which we have been celebrating. And of course, we continue to look at parts of the magnificent sequence with which is chanted or read every day this week until Saturday. And then Sunday, we have the total octave of Pentecost, which is the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And today also we celebrate the Feast of St. Philip Neri, a Roman priest who was originally from Florence, Roman priest who founded the Congregation of the Oratory, and many, many famous saints, including in recent times, St. John Henry Cardinal Newman, were members of the Oratory. Today, we look at the Gospel, which tells us something that we need to think about. I am the gate. Jesus Christ is his church. I won. And I am the gate. No one comes in except through me. And no one comes out except through me. And so here we have a very important dictum of our Lord, that if you try to go into the church by some other means, you're not going into the church. And let that be said. Now, yesterday, we ended at the fourth verse of the sequence. In labore requies, in estu temperies, in fletu solatium. In labor, rest. And of course, work is never necessarily a good thing. From it comes come many good things, but in itself it is work. It is not a pleasure. It is not a good thing. But in labor, work, rest. The Holy Spirit gives us rest from our labors, from that which we must do, especially for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of Christ. In estu temperies, in the heat, refreshment. And of course, heat, though it is a good thing in the winter, it is not a good thing in the summer. We get very tired and we sweat and we faint sometimes because of that. So, in estu temperies, in the heat, refreshment. In fletu solatium, in tears. And that, of course, is particularly speaking about sad tears, not happy tears. There are tears of joy. That is not what this is referring to. In fletu, in tears. And, of course, Our Lady has wept. Our Lord has wept. And the saints have wept. And so, in tears, solace, consolation. O Lux Beatissima, O most blessed light, replete cordis intima, fill our hearts, our most inmost hearts, which means fill the very being that is us, that we are, tuorum fidelium, of thy faithful, fill the hearts, the intimate hearts, the innermost parts of the hearts of thy faithful. And so today, as we meditate on these mysteries and on the wondrous gift of the Holy Spirit that was bestowed upon the church at Pentecost and is still bestowed upon the church at Pentecost today, we remember these words and meditate upon them. And remember that it is only through Christ, the gate, that we can enter the church. It is only through Christ, the gate, that we can go forth from the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.